This is the birthday boy, Michael W. Dean. Today is my 50th birthday. I'm 50. And we got Garrett Fox over there. How you doing, Garrett Fox?
Excellent, excellent. Honored to be joining you on this half a century marking of your life.
Yeah, thank you, man. It's really cool to have you here too. I had to be had to have one of my buds, one of my boys with me, one of my gang. And I did start celebrating my birthday yesterday, so I'm really old because I celebrated. I turned 50 twice in one weekend. Yeah, man. I am the Iron Hamster. That's my World Wrestling Federation name. Oh wait, no, it's my World Wildlife Federation wrestling name. You know, I have a friend that I used to play in a band with a guy who does intellectual property law and actually sued the World Wildlife Foundation for the World Wrestling Federation over the website address www.wwf.com.
That's my acronym.
Dub dub.
You can't have my acronym.
I know. Yeah, they should just put him in a steel cage and fight it out. And actually, that sounds more like a solution that would be made up by neocon tyrant, murderously minded rock singer Gene Simmons from Kiss. Actually, rock bass player. Man, do you remember that band? Do you remember the rock musical group Kiss?
Yeah, didn't they wear those high heels and put on makeup?
Yes, and I heard that Kiss stood for Knights in Satan's Service. I think we need to go find where Kiss is playing and boycott them.
Well, they can't be good. They can't be good for anyone.
Yeah, actually, there's nothing scary about their stage show. What's scary about them is the stuff this guy says. I'm going to play a couple of clips of Gene Simmons, rock, cranky old man, grumpy old rock, ex has been. He so has been, he's ex has been. You know, I think these guys, like, they're at the top of the world for a decade or a half a decade, and then they're not, and then they punish the rest of the world for it. So here's Gene Simmons with his solution on people who want to engage in peaceful commerce.
I mean, why aren't you in politics? Why is Gene? You should be in politics.
What's going on with you?
Well, politics are highly overrated. I would prefer to be a benevolent dictator. By the way, I would get rid of the drug problem immediately.
How?
Emergency powers, public execution of all drug dealers. Watch the drug problem go away. Across the border in Mexico, the drug cartels are terrorizing everybody. Yeah. We declare war. The United States of America, the military, declares war on the drug cartels. We cross the border. We send drones into Pakistan, send our troops across the border, house to house, take these guys and bury them in our backyard.
Okay, wow. That's pretty to the point.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. My jaw just dropped. I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah, that was on Fox News, man. And they're so square. I'm pretty sure the music they were playing in the background was Ozzy, not Kiss. It's hard to right. tell, but you know, they're like, oh yes, he was in Ozzy Osbourne, wasn't he? You know, whoever's pushing the buttons, man, that is so square. What'd you think of that?
Well, you'd almost think it'd be worse if they just took all the drug cartels and put them in a room and made them watch their new reality shows.
I know, with octogenarian ex has been Gene Simmons and his, you know, 70-year-old younger trophy wife, ex-dancer, ex-stripper, ex-model. I don't know what she is. Ex-has-been model. Man, that is so square.
That's scary.
Yeah. The thing is, a lot of people probably agree with him, you know? A lot of people.
Just because it's him.
Yeah. And there's probably a lot of old neocons watching Fox News who are like, I don't usually like these unkempt youngsters, but this one has my vote.
I wonder if they're downloading his music now.
No, they wouldn't like his music. But, you know, I never really liked Kiss when Kiss were a band in the 70s when I was a young rock fan. I was in Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin and David Bowie and and then into the Sex Pistols and all sorts of weird stuff when I was young. But I never liked Kiss, and I noticed that the kids who liked Kiss seemed stupider than the kids who liked the more, you know, progressive rock bands.
Well, that's interesting, yeah. Yeah, the only time I really liked Kiss was in that movie Role Models with Paul Rudd and that other guy from American Pie.
Oh, yeah, we're getting to the Kiss concert is kind of the goal of the movie. That's the MacGuffin. That is that which they seek. You know, there's kind of an update on that. In the Beavis and Butthead video game, the goal is to get to the Gwar concert.
Nice.
You ever seen Gwar?
I'm not live. I've seen some videos and stuff.
You know, I think that Obama would really like, he probably doesn't like Kiss, but he'd probably really like Gene Simmons, because Gene Simmons is sounding like Obama. He's actually, I think this was during George Bush's reign of terror. And now that we have Obama's reign of terror, I mean, he's basically saying, if I were the benevolent dictator of America, I would go, you know, I would obey, not obey. Basically, he's saying I would just rule with an iron fist and wave my wand and things would happen, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Public executions, I mean, that's horrible. Calling for war against Mexico, you know, I got to write him off right there.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who want to take bold action in the war on drugs. And you have to realize, like, if you're any kind of liberty person, you should be against the war on drugs, because the war on drugs fuels the war on guns. The war on drugs is why they can pull you over and hassle you and, you know, do things like people get detained or arrested for a legally possessed firearm, and then they have to fight it in court because the cop's too stupid to know that. That happens all the time, man. All the time.
And that's if they don't get shot first.
Yeah, yeah. So the war on drugs, this kind of attitude is why they're going to take your guns away eventually. And if you don't see the connection, you're absolutely blind, and you need to listen to more freedom fiends all the time. All the time.
Violence begets more ultra-violence.
Explain why the violence comes from drugs being illegal.
Well, I mean, the best way I see it is you have to go out there and you've got to be secretive, and then there, you know, you got to meet in a dark alley or you know, some undisclosed location. Usually people are bringing protection, and everyone's going to be real intense and anxious. And if the, you know, one thing goes wrong, you know, a little shooting war starts up or whatever. I mean, I'm just saying that's one scenario, but then the cops get involved, and what do they bring? More guns and violence.
Yeah. And the main thing is, things that are illegal create black markets, which have a high profit margin, which attracts the most violent people who are willing to murder for their market share. You know, most people involved in the drug war at the low level, if drugs were legal, you know, in other countries, they'd be picking bananas. Here they'd be, oh, probably either dead from a home invasion or, you know, being shot by a gun owner, or they'd be the guy standing out on the street corner waving the sign in front of the car wash, you know, the spinning sign.
Oh, and right, yeah.
In other countries, they'd be picking bananas. And no, that's not racist, because a lot of drugs come from countries that have bananas. And or they'd be, you know, legally picking drugs. And the people at the high levels of the drug cartels, if drugs were legal, they would be probably politicians, I would say.
Ugh.
Yeah. But, you know, there's a saying in the movie Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. One of the interviewees says something really amazing, which is, you know, back in the days of Prohibition, you know, you had gangsters shooting it out in the streets over alcohol. But now that alcohol's legal, you never see a Miller Lite truck shooting it out with a Budweiser truck.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe racing down the highway or something, but
yeah. In Wyoming, where there's no cops. No, I'm kidding. There's more and more cops every day in Wyoming. But I've had some better encounters with cops in Wyoming than I've had elsewhere. I remember the same month, my wife and I got pulled over speeding one time here, and I was in the passenger seat, she was in the driver's seat. I had the glove box open, and I had a gun sitting in the glove box, just like, that's how I roll, you know, when we're driving. I just have it there in front of me so I can grab it if I need it. We got pulled over by a young cop in Wyoming, and he, you know, he said, do you know how fast you're going? And she's like, oh, no, sorry. And, you know, he said, you were going 8 miles over the speed limit in town. And then he said, can I see your driver's license and registration. She pulled out a driver's license. I didn't want to reach past the gun to get the registration because people have been shot in that situation. Oh, he was reaching for a gun. I said, well, officer,
absolutely.
I said, officer, before I reach in the glove box to get my, I wanted to point out that, and he interrupted me and said, oh, I see the gun. Just go ahead and please give me the registration. I gave him the registration. Yeah. And he ran the stuff he brought back and he said, all right, I'm not going to write you a ticket today, but I want to tell you it's a really nice day and I'd hate to see you get in an accident and wreck your day and my day and someone else's day. Please drive safely and have a good day. That's like,
and when was this?
This is like 2 years ago.
And, oh, okay.
And the same month, my son-in-law, or stepson, I always get those mixed up. My stepson in Orange County, California, got pulled over at gun, like with cops screaming at him at gunpoint for rolling a stop sign with no one else around. And they like screamed at him, searched his car, found an unopened tin of ammo, of Mosin ammo, and like proned him out on the ground, screamed profanities at him for 30 minutes, handcuffed him, and like sounded like they were going to kill him. And then finally their watch commander came down and said, this is legal ammo. Let him go. Give him a ticket and let him go. Yeah.
That's chilling. That's chilling.
Yeah. And I'm not saying every cop encounter in Wyoming is probably like that one, but I mean, that was more like what I thought in libertarian paradise, in LibPair, that's what a traffic encounter would be on the private roads. You know, sorry, sir, we have determined that the safe speed for this road in this weather is, and have a nice day. Please drive more safely, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like in high school when you're running down the halls and you got the guy with the sash telling you to slow down. Like, walk to class.
The sash. Yeah. Sashes.
With no Liberty badges on it.
I know. Have you seen the new Liberty badges that
they look awesome
for Porkfest? Yeah.
They look awesome.
Yep. I like them. One of them's me. The worms one is my face as an old man, as an old worm. Portrait of the artist as an old worm. Yeah, let's play.
Yeah, I like that one.
Let's play another clip by Uber Square right wing nut job. Okay, when we get back.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm scared.
And just because we're saying right-wing nut job doesn't mean we love Obama. We hate Obama. We think he's a tyrant, a skunk, a communist, and his feet stink. And he's a liar.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. You know, without the Star Trek communicator, we wouldn't have cell phones or computers that fit in your pocket. Because envisioning the future is the first step to real groundbreaking changes in our lifetime. That's why I love Scott Beezer's webcomic, Quantum Vibe. Quantum Vibe has allowed me to more clearly envision LibPair, or Libertarian Paradise, and help me work toward it. Who'll build the roads? You and me. Who'll draw up the blueprints? Scott Beezer in Quantum Vibe at BigHeadPress.com. That's BigHeadPress.com.
Looking for some summer fun in Wyoming? A camping weekend with liberty-minded folks for a barbecue, tubing on a river, a live band, and some quality trigger time? Then join us in Guernsey from May 29th to June 1st for the 2014 Free State Wyoming Jamboree. Founded by author Kenneth Royce, Free State Wyoming encourages free trade, political liberty, and voluntary cooperation. Come bask in the laissez-faire Western culture of the cowboy state. Bring your family to the Free State Wyoming Jamboree. For more details, visit freestatewyoming.org.
This is Michael Dean, Freedom Fiend, also known as the Iron Hamster. That's my wrestling name, and it is my 50th birthday. I'm 50. I'm here with Garrett. How you doing, Garrett Fox? G Fox.
Doing awesome. So what's your finishing move? I just have to ask that real quick.
Curl up in a ball. Take a nap. Yep. So we just got to say we're required, not by the FCC, we're just required every segment to say we hate Obama. He's a horrible thing. He's a pimple on the face of liberty. And we could just say that and get it out of the way. And then we don't have to, you know, go into like, look what Obama did to you today. We don't have to do that. because I'd rather talk about fun stuff because it's my birthday. But I am complaining about grumpy old has-been, former has-been. He's so far has-been that he's a former has-been, Gene Simmons from Kiss. I never liked this band. I didn't buy all the, oh my God, they're from Satan. Like, I just thought, they're a bad comic book come to life, man. You know, they were the top of the world for 5 or 8 years, and then they were slowly sliding into, then they made some disco records, some, you know, I was made for loving you, baby, you were made for me, that crap. Yeah. So I'm reading this interview with Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons wants to sue everyone over file sharing. Think about that. Like, he doesn't like sharing. Sharing's good. He said, make sure your band is protected. Make sure there are no incursions. Be litigious. Sue everybody. Take their homes. Take their cars. Don't let anyone cross that line. What do you think
that's
of that?
That's impossible. That, I mean, that's incredibly impossible. How are you supposed to track it?
Yeah. Yeah. People don't realize the power of the Borg that is the internet. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, you'd literally probably have to sue every single person who, I don't know, maybe is under 45 who figures out this stuff.
Metallica tried.
Yeah, and they put a big dent in the whole process, too, and no, made Napster square.
You know what they did, though? First of all, I did used to like Metallica. They were a really good band. And then I really didn't like them much on the album that came out after they got sober. You know, I'm sober. I'm coming up on 20 years sober here. But I will say this. Most bands, when they get sober, really start to blow. It's about the time they just, you know, they've quit being a gang, and they've become a corporation, and they're just getting old and tired and square. And, you know, band therapy, when you're in band therapy, that's the death knell. And they were in band therapy. Did you see that documentary about them in therapy?
I did not, no.
It was horrible.
Doesn't seem even slightly interesting.
It was like watching a six-way gay marriage in a therapist's office over and over, and you know, you're going, wait, these guys used to like rock my face off. What is this? Yep. They're talking about their feelings. I can't watch this.
And is this what happens after you ride the lightning?
Yeah. And their feelings were like really petty. It kind of reminded me of, I don't want to go into that lunatic that shot a bunch of girls and stabbed his roommate this weekend, roommates. I just want to say, I think that's the result of an entitlement mentality, you know, here's why those people are dead. It's not because of guns are legal, because he did stab his roommates too. And what puss roommates he must have had, three male roommates allowed him to stab them to death. You know, like, how do you stab somebody and the other two guys not jump in? How does that happen? And the guy didn't look very athletic or very capable or very skilled. But I blame that kind of soccer where everyone wins. What's it called? AISCOAOA something. Yeah, there's soccer they have in the schools now where like everyone's a winner. I think that's why those people are dead. Because this kid was like, he was rich, he was good looking, he had everything that, you know, young people want, and he couldn't get a girl to even pay him the time of day. Yeah, so he murdered a bunch of people and left a manifesto. And I blame everyone wins soccer. I think that's why those people are dead. And I'm not being glib. I mean, I don't think it's just that, but I think it's a culture of entitlement and public schools where they teach. Well, public schools, period. I think those should be gone. But if I were the benevolent dictator of the world, I think that everyone wins mentality, you know, where schools don't teach you life skills. They teach you self-esteem, even if you don't merit it. That's the main thing they teach in schools.
Yeah. It's a little too fluffy. That's not fair to enter a competition and lose.
It started when I was a kid, because when I was a kid, they told us, America is a great place. Anybody can become president or an astronaut, you know? And I'm looking, I was looking around my class going, that kid, I know him. He couldn't become either. You know, like, I'm surrounded by idiots. I was the smartest kid in the class. And
a lot of presidents out there.
I wanted to have a radio show, and finally I do. It's kind of like when you go, you know, camping in your backyard and have the walkie-talkie to talk to your parents. That's what we're doing. But we're talking to each other in front of about 100,000 strangers.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
The Michigan Peace and Liberty Coalition is proud to announce the second annual Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest. It's at the Circle Pines Center just outside Kalamazoo, Friday, August 22nd through Monday, August 25th. There will be family and grown-up friendly activities, great conversation, presentations, and bacon. Lots of bacon. It doesn't matter if you're an OG libertarian, a newbie, or just anarcho-curious. Come on out and enjoy some voluntarism. For more information, go to miplc.org.
Going all the way back to 1991, that is my band Bomb. You know, technically, I'm probably guilty of piracy by putting that music on there, even though I wrote it, played it, performed it, sang on it, because it's on a major label. I'm not going to say which one. And we sold their contracts are like 75 pages long and basically could boil down to one line. Like, the company gets everything, the artist gets nothing forever. Sign here.
Yeah. I guess that's what happens.
Actually, we're not guilty of piracy because we probably are when it's on the internet, but we're not when it's on the radio, because talk radio stations get shaken down by the mafioso performance rights groups, even though they don't play music, because, you know, in case they occasionally use some music. And I'm using music I made that I should technically own, but technically someone else partially owns it, because I was young and dumb and signed things when guys in suits with little power ponytails said, "Hey man, we're gonna make you a star, kid."
Power ponytail.
Yeah, power pony. That was the thing in the 90s. Was you know, you had a little ponytail that you could tuck in the back of your suit jacket for the business meetings, for the board meetings at the record company, and then you'd like let it all hang out and wear a t-shirt when you went down to, you know, the club to hang out with the bands and dazzle them. It was kind of like the more modern equivalent of the mullet. You know, the mullet is like, you know, business in the front, party in the back is what they said about that hairstyle.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You still see a few of those from time to time.
So we were talking about Gene Simmons, former ex-has-been from Kiss, talking about, I was looking for a clip of him talking about file sharing. I couldn't find it, but I did find quotes where he said, "Sue everybody, take their homes." Think about that. Think about a, you know, multi-millionaire saying, "Take the homes of kids who's, you know, the parent, like, go after the parents of kids who are fans of your stuff and want to share your stuff, you know?"
Yeah, exactly. The problem right there.
Yeah. And I'm not a communist. I don't think people should steal things, but I don't think, I'm absolutely positive that file sharing is not stealing. You know, the analogy is, if your neighbor has two chickens and you take one, then he only has one chicken. Therefore, you stole. If your neighbor makes music and you make a copy of the music, your neighbor still has the music. You know, it doesn't steal anything from him.
That's like those ads they'll play in the movie theaters before a movie, or like if you rent a movie, it'll be like, "You wouldn't download a car, would you?"
Yeah,
I saw a meme on that, and it was like, "Yeah, absolutely, I'd download a car if I could."
Yeah. I've seen parodies of that, like, "You wouldn't shoot a cop, would you? You wouldn't take a, you know," and it's kind of like someone like crapping on some grandma's purse and just take it to the extreme. But yeah, so Gene Simmons, I was trying to find like audio, you know, what they call in news. I wanted to find tape of him, even though he wouldn't use tape anymore. I wanted to find some tape of him talking about file sharing, and all I could find was him talking about how we need to kill everyone in Mexico to end America's drug war, which is caused by America. And
And
him defending Israel and saying we need to kill all the Palestinians to defend Israel. Well, you know, I love Jewish people. I got no problem with them. I don't like the state of Israel. I don't like any states, and I especially don't like the state of Israel because they influence American military policy to the point where if you join the American army, you're basically fighting for Israel.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's interesting that all those bases over there overseas are surrounded by all these oil fields.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
But the oil war.
The oil war. So anyway, cranky old grumpy ex has been Gene Simmons says that we need to sue everybody and take the homes and beat up little children who like Kiss enough to download their music. And the thing that came out of this was, you know, we were talking about Metallica, who actually used to be cool, unlike Kiss, who were always just goofy. Metallica sued Napster and sued like they got a, you know, they did that big like politician style power play where the drummer and the band came in driving a forklift carrying boxes of paper that were allegedly printouts of the IP addresses of everybody who'd illegally downloaded Napster.
And, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And they put Napster out of business, or actually they made Napster go legit and turn into like a really boring version of iTunes or something that no one uses. And what happened, though, the unintended consequence, and this is how the internet works, and you can't stop this no matter how litigious you want to be. You know, they stopped Napster. So, you know, about a year later, somebody came out with BitTorrent, which is like Napster with no central server, and it can't be stopped. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. And, you can help people out like the Fiends and see their shows.
Yeah, and that's all I want for my 50th birthday, other than having my two tin cans and a string from the treehouse with my buddies broadcast on 24 radio stations like we're doing, which is my life dream. I wanted to have a radio show before there was even talk radio. Like, I wanted to have a music DJ show but say cool stuff between the songs. That was my dream when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So torrenting the Fiends, yeah. How do people do that? Where do they find out how to do that?
Well, apparently there's a little link on the Freedom Fiends homepage that says, join the U-Torrent Club. Or the Fiends Club.
Yeah, it's got a picture of the U-Torrent symbol and a halo over it. So do that. It's legal, which is kind of interesting because people think of BitTorrent as something for pirates. Arg! But it's actually, we're encouraging people to use it to share media I own and created. I don't know if you can own media, but technically, you know, it's Creative Commons, so technically there's a copyright under there because we're playing in the swamp of America's legal system, so-called legal system, so-called justice system. So I put a copyright on it, then I put a Creative Commons license on it over that, which widens the what you can do with it, which basically means you can do whatever you want with it except claim it's you. And I probably wouldn't even go after you if you did that because it'd be a big hassle.
Well, and then everybody's going to know it didn't come from you. Quit, I know. You know.
Well, I was half joking yesterday, and I kind of thought about this. I may do this someday. I was joking. I mean, basically, this is the only radio show in the world that I know of, other than probably like some local, you know, college radio shows. But this is the only syndicated radio show I know of. And I asked the guy from Talkers Magazine, he didn't know of any either. It's like the only show with one co-host and like 10 rotating – or one host and 10 rotating co-hosts. I mean, you know, a lot of people will have, you know, one guy and they'll have the same experts on once in a while. But this show, it's like literally like every day it's going to be one of 10 people with me. So I've kind of open sourced it to the point where someday when I'm droned, you guys can carry it on. But I was thinking of taking it even further of like, you know – For 5 Bitcoin or something, I'll license anyone to use the names. There could be like 20 Freedom Fiends going out there.
Yeah, well, yeah, there you go. I mean, and it spreads the love.
Yeah,
that's what I like about rotating co-hosts. You get different flavors of the Freedom Fiends every day.
What's your flavor, Garrett?
Dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit? Is that a thing? I like it. Sounds good.
It's a e-vape flavor.
So pull up your Kevin Mitnick information there.
This is an interesting guy for sure.
Yeah, there's we're going to segue from cranky old grumpy ex-former has-been Gene Simmons to somebody he'd probably hate too, and somebody Obama probably hates and somebody George Bush probably hates, which is Kevin Mitnick, who was a hacker. Not cracker. Crackers are people who mess things up and steal things. Hacker, the difference is hacker is someone who just pokes around in other systems because they can, to prove they can. He's born in 1963. He's a year older than me. He in 1999, he was convicted. Well, you go ahead. Go ahead, Garrett.
Okay, well, yeah, like you were saying, he was convicted of various computer and communications-related crimes. And apparently, this is the interesting part, at the time of his arrest, he was the most wanted computer criminal in the United States.
Computer criminal, not, He was in the FBI. He was in the FBI most wanted list, basically for being a curious young man and not hurting anything. And
well, it's interesting because he shows people holes in their security systems.
Yeah, and like a lot of these guys, I don't think he works for the government now, but the guy that helped take him down, illegally helped take him down by like working with the FBI, but without like really, they were denying, you know, like he wasn't an official guy. He was just a useful idiot. The guy who took him down now does consulting for the government. Kevin Mitnick is out of prison now and does consulting for firms, basically to like keep Kevin Mitnicks out of their system.
Right.
He teaches them how to do it. And there's a movie about him called Trackdown, which I watched last night, which is an excellent and wonderful complete work of fiction. It's a Hollywoodized version of his story that bends the facts to the point of breaking. He's played by Skeet Ulrich, who you didn't know existed. Tell me about Skeet Ulrich.
Well, I had heard the name. I just couldn't put a face with it yet. The one thing I guess you brought this up that he might be most known for, especially now, is that show called Jericho. I think it went on for a few seasons there.
It's a great show.
It was a good show. I need to go back and watch that. I might have to finish that whole series now. And just for the record, anybody outside of the USA that's hearing this, this movie might be called Takedown, where you're at.
Ah.
That's why I was getting both of those names when we were searching for it.
Trackdown and Takedown.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was called Takedown on Netflix streaming. But there's another movie I watched. I watched that movie, which portrays him as a violent thug, which he was not. And then I watched the documentary I highly recommend called Freedom Downtime, which is the truth. It's made by his friends. I mean, they did some bizarre things with him. They had him in jail, in prison, 3.5 years before he even had a bail, like a trial. And there's lawyers in here pointing out that like Ted Kaczynski got a bail hearing. He got denied, but he got a bail hearing. Like that's your right. And they wouldn't even let him do that. They had him in solitary confinement because they were so afraid. Like they didn't understand hackers at the time. They'd seen the movie Hackers probably, but you know, they believed that these people were so magical and powerful that if they got a hold of a payphone, they could like whistle into it and start World War III.
Yep, and it looks like this film is available on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, Freedom Downtime. You know, there's a Constitution small government website called Freedom Uptime, which I think is a reference to the show, the movie Freedom Downtime. So, yeah, we'll have more when we come back about how hackers may be your friends and not the enemies the government paints them as. Some crackers are bad, but hackers are good. All right, we'll be back.
Yeah.
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 You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Brink of Freedom is a community-based network and magazine whose mission is to provide you with the information you need on your walk to freedom. From homesteading and gardening to tactical and firearms, Brink of Freedom provides everything you will need to gain the knowledge to be self-sufficient. If government doesn't like it, Brink of Freedom will cover it. Come share your knowledge and gain the knowledge of industry professionals within the community. Become a premium member and gain access to unlimited content and discounts on products and services from our merchants. Use the discount code FIENDS at brinkoffreedom.net.
The Central Scrutinizer is a Soviet-style Leviathan trying to keep track of all you do. That's why I use a VPN or virtual private network from Bola VPN. Bola VPN is inexpensive, secure, and will allow you to use your computer without leaving a trail. Bola VPN is now also offering torrent seed boxes for safely sharing media with the world. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them from the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's Bola VPN at BOLEHVPN.net.
Somebody is listening to us.
In my apartment.
you're inside. The call is coming from within the house. Get out. It's Kevin Mitnick. He's going to hurt you. That's what the government said. Yeah, we're talking about Kevin Mitnick, hacker convicted of, you know, telephone treason or something in 1995, was treated horribly by the so-called justice system and painted by the mainstream media as a terrorist. And they made up stuff about him. Like, there was a guy, if you watch this documentary, Freedom Uptime, it tells the truth. And there was a guy who was Freedom Downtime. There's a guy who was an expert on Kevin Mitnick, despite having never met him, who was making a cottage industry out of writing articles about him for the New York Times and other journals and magazines. And this guy would say things like, it has been said that Kevin Mitnick once broke into the NORAD system, which is, you know, to launch World War III kind of thing. Kevin Mitnick never touched NORAD. And that's a rumor based on the movie, what was it, Hackers? What was that movie?
War Games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a game? Yeah, that movie. And, I mean, they basically painted this guy, like, literally compared him, you know, later in the papers to, you know, to, like, terrorists. And they had him in solitary confinement because the feds convinced the judge that this guy could start a nuclear war by whistling into a payphone, which is also a reference to the movie War Games. And he wasn't like that. He didn't do anything like that. And you shouldn't believe anything in the mainstream press because they're probably being fed by people with agendas, largely the government, to try to do things like end up tapping all your phones. I mean, basically, they used fear of Kevin Mitnick and people like him to increase the surveillance budget that the government had, you know, so the government could do a lot of hacking and actual cracking and destroying things and going after, you know, computer systems they don't like and copying everything and listening to every phone conversation in the world. And, right, you know, they got the budget to do that by painting harmless people like Kevin Mitnick as terrorists. I wouldn't say Kevin Mitnick was harmless. I mean, he did some fraud. He lied to people to get passwords. And that was the thing. Like, most of what he did wasn't typing code. He was a coder, but most of it was human engineering, social engineering, like, you know, calling someone up and saying, you know, some university and saying, yeah, this is Jim over at DEC Computer Systems. We installed your computer last year and there may be a security flaw. So I'm sending one of my boys, Bill, by to do a checkup and make sure everything's okay. And they'd be like, oh, okay, okay. And then, you know, he'd show up in a tie and a suit and carrying a briefcase and go in and like get in their computers and, you know, put back doors in so he could do stuff later. And they'd let him, they'd invite him in, and he did all sorts of things like that, like kind of grifter kind of tricks, but nothing that deserved the treatment he had.
And you see a lot of this in movies, that the whole fear-mongering part that you're talking about. Like, I just a couple of these examples that we've discussed, I remember seeing in multiple different movies, like the thing where you can whistle into a phone and, you know, it links up to all the networks and you'll never have to pay for long distance again.
Well, you know who did that was Steve Jobs. I mean, Steve Jobs, there was a computer hacker, you know, back before Mitnick named Cap'n Crunch, who discovered
I've heard that name.
Well, there was a free whistle given away in Cap'n Crunch candy corn that somebody discovered at the time you could use it to get free long distance phone calls by whistling into a payphone with it. And then Steve Jobs made these little blue boxes that emulated that and other tones to get free stuff on cell phones and sold them. Like, basically, Apple Computer was originally funded on doing stuff like Kevin Mitnick did, but like selling it the ability to do it to other people, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another interesting thing is you see these guys, they get picked up by the feds or whatever, and they try and get them to start working for them because they're so good at this stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. There's the documentary we're talking about is made by a magazine called 2600, which is the old school hackers magazine. So go look for Freedom Downtime on the YouTubes. It's about a 9-part series. If you just search it, it'll come up. You can click once and it'll play through all 9 chapters. It's pretty good, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch that.
We'll be back with more about Kevin Mitnick and how the government uses fear of the unknown to get old people who vote. I'm old. I can say old people now. I'm 50 today. Today's my birthday. So I'm no longer bashing people when I say old people, you old people who vote and increase the war on people. That's what it does, man. The war on people. That's what voting does. That's what all politicians do from both sides. All sides. Except Ron Paul, and they shut him out forever.
Yeah, he's on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, like hanging out with his grandkids, which all politicians should do instead of being politicians.
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed,
buy sheep for sheep on sheep,
and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists.
It's only $10 for 10 buttons, including shipping.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
Hey, there's some Squiskar Squiggles from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now, so there you go.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
All right. This is the Freedom Fiends. I'm the birthday boy, Michael Dean, also known as the Iron Hamster. It's my 50th birthday, and I am floating high above Wyoming with my friend G Fox in Airworm. Oh. Airworm One. It's the Fiends Company blimp.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ridden in here. This is fun.
We are not hunting bison with a machine gun like Sarah Palin would. We're just grooving on them. We're just watching them. We like the bison. Although we're eating some bison burger and belt-fed cheese. Belt-fed cheese is good.
On this special day of yours, Michael, I'd really like to thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service to the Liberty Movement.
Yeah.
And we want to thank Kevin Mitnick for his service to pave the way for people like Julian Assange and Barrett Brown. So tell me a little bit more about Kevin Mitnick if you're just joining us for hour two. He is a so-called hacker of computers who served time in prison for being curious, for being data curious and not harming anything back in the 90s. And the government painted him as a thug and a terrorist and so dangerous he couldn't have phone access because he might whistle into it and start global thermonuclear war because they'd watch too many movies. Tell me about him. Where do you know him from? Where do you know his voice from?
Well, it's interesting because there's supporters of him from that 2600 magazine you were talking about. With you can get a free Kevin bumper sticker, and it's interesting because a lot of our listeners probably have played a little game by the name of Grand Theft Auto or Grand Theft Automobile.
Grand Theft Automobile? these kids today and their Grand Theft Automobile and their Kiss records.
It's interesting because in those games, when you're riding around in the car, you can change the radio station. So, you know, if you wanted to hear something from the Fiends, you'd be able to switch through there. But there's apparently one station at a point where a caller calls in, and they call him a paranoid caller, which I specifically remember this because right before he gets cut off by the DJ, he shouts real loud, "Free Kevin!"
So, and is it Kevin?
I'm not sure. He does do some voiceovers in a couple of these other games here. Like they mentioned the launch of nuclear attack by whistling into a phone in San Andreas, which is another Grand Theft Auto game.
Yeah. Yeah, all the cool kids know who Kevin Mitnick is. And, you know, we're really not telling anything that would be new if we were saying it on Reddit or on, you know, I don't know, 2600 magazine. But we're saying it on talk radio where the average listener is, you know, probably a 68-year-old grandpa driving from church to the VFW picnic. And that's cool because I'm old now. I'm 50 today. I'm 50. So I am starting to get stuff from AARP in the mail, and it's really annoying because they support Obama, and he's horrible, and he's a tyrant, and he wants to take your everything away.
Yeah, I tried to flip through one of those magazines before. Didn't get very far.
Yeah.
But
old people stuff.
Yeah, I like that I get to talk about stuff like this with you because you really are showing the giants who, you know, nowadays hackers and hacktivists and stuff are standing on the shoulders of.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
Yeah. And, like, you know, I'm late in getting around to talking about this guy. I mean, if I would have interviewed any of the people connected with this on the radio live when it was happening, but I wasn't on the radio in the 90s. So, you know, never late. It's not only never too late than never, never too late for now. what is that from? It's never too late for now. 30 Rock. Okay. The thing is, I like to bring up old tyrannies and talk about them. Because people tend to forget, you know, there aren't many free Kevin bumper stickers out there anymore. And those who forget the past are condemned to repeat it. So I think it's good once in a while to bring up an oldie but baddie of something the government did and talk about it. And, you know, the Kevin Mitnick thing did pave the way. I mean, the guy was a hero. He still is a hero. And as far as I know, he's not working for the government. He's running a private security firm, teaching people how to keep new Kevin Mitnicks and more dangerous Kevin Mitnicks out of their corporate computer systems, which is, you know, a good thing to do. Even though, you know, some of the tyranny that Kevin suffered were at the hands of corporations, which we don't mind business. We like capitalism. We don't like corporatism. We don't like business backed by the guns of the state, you know, punishing who they choose by putting Caesar's thumb down and saying, throw Kevin Mitnick to the lions. And, you know, the DAC corporation, what is it? Digital something, something automated tyranny. I don't know what they are.
But just like, digital equipment corporation.
Yeah. But they claimed that, like, by him going in and looking around, he'd done millions of dollars worth of damage. And Sun Microsystems said that by him going in and copying their computer code, not damaging anything and not releasing the computer code, he'd done millions of dollars worth of damage. And Sun now releases that same code freely to anybody who wants it. So it's so square when corporations do things like that and want to make an example of people, just like old ex-former haggard has been grumpy old rock tongue bass player Gene Simmons wanting to punish punish all the kids who like Kiss so much they want to share it with their friends.
So yeah, and they don't have enough money to go buy the latest album.
Yeah, man,
it's sad.
Yeah, so Kevin Mitnick paved the way for Barrett Brown. Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about Barrett Brown?
Well, I didn't quite realize that this guy, I guess it's more of a persona of Barrett Brown in that show we like, House of Cards, season 2.
Yeah, well, there's a couple references to Barrett Brown in there. There's a hacker in there who, you know, he's a Mitnick-type hacker. He hasn't harmed anything. He's just curious. He just poked around. And, you know, he's facing 100 years in prison, which Barrett Brown was and is. And they do what they often do in the show House of Cards. They give the guy a choice. It's basically prison or come work for us. And right, the guy comes and works for them. And they're really mean to him. Like his handler – talk about what his handler does, his FBI handler.
Well, and see, I thought this is maybe where your wrestler name came from. The handler comes in and to threaten this guy who didn't want to do – the evil things that they were trying to make him do by basically framing this reporter.
This innocent reporter who was just trying to expose the vice president for murder. Murder. Yeah.
Yeah. Murder of his beautiful, beautiful girlfriend, by the way.
Who also she played the girlfriend on the movie Shooter, which is a movie that probably wouldn't get made now. You ever seen Shooter?
Yeah. Yeah. Marky Mark.
Yeah, Marky Mark, like shoots the vice president. Basically shoots a guy who looks and acts like Dick Cheney in the movie, among other things.
Well, they set him up to figure out how but he would get a shot at the vice president. And the so president. They recorded him running around, like taking these pictures from different outlook points. And basically they asked him, like, this guy is such a good sniper. If he can figure out how to do it, like they tricked him into showing him how to do it and then framed him for it later.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, spoiler alert.
I really feel like the purpose of all governments is to put all citizens in prison.
I think that's kind of the idea.
It sounds like an exaggeration, but that's kind of the point of the justice system. You know, the justice system doesn't make whole victims, doesn't make victims whole. It prosecutes people for non-crimes. You know, federal attorneys get – and state attorneys, you know, state prosecutors, they all get – elected and appointed based on how many people they throw in prison, and they make people sound way scarier than they are. You know, they make Kevin Mitnick, who's basically just solving puzzles, sound like literally they compared him, you know, later. And there was another guy in that movie, Freedom Downtime, who came after Kevin, who was like curious and just thrown in prison for a non-crime. And the papers literally compared him to the guy who blew up the Murray building in Oklahoma City. Like, they said he was cut from the same cloth. And the average reader believes that. The average people, you know, the newspaper, it must be true, you know. That's one of the dangers of the internet. The biggest danger of the internet to the government isn't people, you know, copying source code. The biggest danger of the internet is that the slaves can now talk to each other. And all the slaves can read. And we don't have to
regurgitate the same bad information.
Yeah, that's what you know, the mainstream media is like, literally. Like, Nima worked for the mainstream media. He worked for ABC and CBS or NBC Television News, and he talked about how it's not like there's a hidden globalist agenda of people drinking owl blood. It's more like just, you know, if you want access to the police to get the story, you have to do the police's bidding. You have to feed the story the way they want. When you go to get interviews from people about a new tax thing coming up, you have to get interviews of people talking about how this tax will help them. You have to get people talking about how this law will help them. And people are busy. They don't have time to research stuff themselves so much. And, you know, and they believe what's on the evening news. And
they believe exactly what they're told. And that starts at a very young age nowadays, it seems.
The only thing true in the newspaper is the date.
Yeah, exactly. To wrap it up on a bumper sticker, that's about right.
Yeah. So go on about Barrett Brown. Go on with your bad self.
Well, and I also like the fact that this guy, he is often referred to as the unofficial spokesman for Anonymous, which, you know, I'm not sure how many people have heard of Anonymous, but they have.
I heard in the paper that they're horrible and they're going to start thermonuclear war by whistling into a cell phone.
And they wear masks.
They wear masks. Yeah.
But, you know, apparently he disputes that. He doesn't like to be associated with that, which, you know, is kind of understandable because nobody knows who's in Anonymous since the name. But at the same time, these groups that are coming out, they needed these guys like Kevin Mitnick and who was the other guy we were referring to before.
Yeah, Barrett Brown, standing on the shoulders of giants, basically, you know, the new guys like, you know, Julian Assange and Bradley Manning. And when people say that Bradley Manning and Julian Assange should be tried for treason, first of all, Assange isn't a U.S. citizen. He can't be tried for treason. But you got to understand, if you hate Obama and love liberty, you shouldn't be saying things like that, because Obama is saying those same things. You know, if you want to have the only place you agree with Obama be that someone who's exposing the evils of the government should be thrown in prison, then you're old and square, and you shouldn't be old and square. And I'm 50 now, so I can call people old and square because I'm 50.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way.
I know. I'm supposed to be dead by 30. That was the prediction. There were odds in Vegas.
Can't imagine a world without the Freedom Fiends.
All right. This is the Iron Hamster, Michael Dean. I'll be back with G-Dub, G-Fox, after this. My brother.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. but they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed: The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
And that song, going all the way back to 1991, is my band Bomb. Yes, Bomb. Bomb. With our song The Devil Is Us, which is about the U.S. bombing innocent people from the point of the government. The Devil Is Us. And the chorus of that song is The Devil Is Us, The Devil Is Us, The Devil Is Us. The Devil Is All of Us. And that's not a Satan reference. That is when you say, my country, my this, my that. You are co-signing murder. I'm not picking on the U.S.
You're putting yourself in a box.
Yeah, I'm not picking on the U.S. Every government throughout history does this. So governments like to make things illegal that shouldn't be illegal because they are run by sociopaths who want to murder everybody and throw them in a cage and be the only winners because their big brother, the government, will protect them. Think about that. Like, you know, bullies, sometimes there's bullies who aren't really capable, but they have a big brother that'll beat you up. And so you have to do what the little brother says. You know, my big brother will beat you up. Think about that's how like any agent of the state is. The, you know, big brother will beat you up. You know, they have the
interesting
right, they have the right to murder.
They're called
you.
Big brother.
Yeah. So go on about Barrett Brown, the hero Barrett Brown, who we thank him for his service today. And he's he suffered because he's in prison.
And it sounds like this guy has a very similar childhood to some of our fellow libertarian brothers in the world, because apparently he was afflicted. And I'm you can't see my air quotes, but he was afflicted with ADD, attention deficit disorder, which has recently been disproved by the guy who was doing the research on it. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah.
So. But at the same time, it's, you know, ADD is one of those things where kids can't sit still in the classroom and they want to do other stuff. And then the second they get out of the
right
classroom.
I can't sit still right now, and I'm 50.
Yeah. But so this guy, he had the same, it was very similar to, like, I don't know, I know you would like to go to the library right after school or whatever. I tend to do
school.
The same thing.
I'd cut school to go to the library so I could learn.
So he would go and he would read. This guy was actually producing his own newspaper from his home computer in elementary school, which I find very interesting.
I had an underground newspaper. I got in trouble in seventh grade for making an underground newspaper.
Did you have an early nurturing for and capacity for a moral outrage toward, and you were quick to question authority?
I've read, if you go listen to my School Sucks Project interview, the 2.5 hour interview.
Which is a great interview, by the way.
Yeah. The guy interviewing me reads some of my report cards from seventh grade through 12th grade, which are pretty funny, which basically all say Michael is hyper intelligent. He can't pay attention. He's a distraction in the class, and he thinks he's smarter than the teachers.
Yeah. And speaking of the School Sucks podcast, Brett Venat, I'd like to thank you for your services today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd like to thank him for his services. He's great. For his services.
And did you embrace the writing of Hunter S. Thompson and Ayn Rand growing up?
Yeah. And so did my wife, and so did Barrett Brown, apparently. You know, there's a quote from Barrett Brown about his relatives. What is it? It's pretty funny. I can't find it, but it's something like he's from Texas, and he said, like, some interviewer asked him about, you know, his parents and his relatives and the people he grew up with, and he said, the less I say, the better about my relatives and people I grew up with, because I don't want the ATF burning down their houses.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, you know, he grew up with a bunch of small government, you know, wing nut gun nuts, you know, people like us.
Well, so apparently this guy didn't like school very much, in which case he spent his would-be junior year unschooling in Tanzania with his father, which I find very interesting that so he was unschooling before it was cool.
What is Tanzania?
I'm not sure.
Tanzania, man. Tanzania. You read that wrong. Yeah,
geography was not my strong suit.
An East African country bordering Kenya. So basically, if you want to live in an unschooling paradise, move to Tanzania.
But then so he came back and he got his diploma and everything via online, a thing called Texas Tech, which I want to check out too, because I feel like if anybody can do it online, everybody should do it online. We don't particularly need all these institutions where they send all the kids to.
Backed by guns. So you know, the teachers, the Department of Education just ordered a bunch of machine guns. Everybody in the government is like, wait, everyone else got free machine guns. We want some machine guns.
Yeah. And so then he went freelance, and you know, he's doing freelance writing for himself, which I think is just one of the great things people can do.
We'll be back with more about heroes like Julian Assange, Barrett Brown, and Kevin Mitnick on the Freedom Fiends when we get back from this trip to the free market with the Iron Hamster.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts. Creamy Radio Audio. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. With articles on microphones, preamps, recorders, mastering, recording remotely over the internet, doing a podcast, even getting a show on actual radio, the Freedom Fiends show you what they use and where to get it. Whether you're a talk show host, voiceover artist, podcaster, evangelist, or just want to record your loved ones for the ages, at Creamy Radio Audio, the Freedom Fiends will help you make the most of your sound. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
This is the Freedom Fiends. We don't question authority. We question obedience. That's the tip of the day from Bill Buppert. Don't question authority. Question obedience. Because there will always be somebody trying to be an authority, and questioning them isn't going to make them stop. But sometimes you can talk people out of blind obedience. And if you do that, we thank you for your service. And Barrett Brown is one of those people. You know, I want to say before we get back to Barrett Brown, there's this raging debate of thick libertarians versus thin libertarianism. And we're thin libertarians here on the Freedom Fiends. Our only agenda is the non-aggression principle and questioning people who don't obey it and don't want it. And people like Gene Simmons who want to murder all the people who share Kiss songs. I would question people who share Kiss songs because Kiss are horrible. They're a horrible, juvenile, just ridiculous band. They're so old-fashioned, you might as well be listening to, like, you know, herky-derky swing music from the 40s or something. But, yeah, man, they're square. Kiss are square. But we do have things we like, and that's the difference between thick and thin libertarians. Thick libertarians have the non-aggression principle, but also have the, you must also be a feminist. You must also be anti-this, anti-that. And, you know, that's part of their core belief, and that's not part of our core belief. That stuff will follow if you get rid of the non-aggression, if you follow the non-aggression principle and get rid of the aggression principle and stop backing it with things you say like, I think computer hackers should be in prison for treason. You are like up Obama's shirt, like pressed against his sweaty chest, licking him and loving him. If you believe that people who expose government abuse, people like Bradley Manning and Barrett Brown and Julian Assange should be in a cage instead of out free frolicking in the breeze. And, you know, I have other agendas. I have other things that I'm really, you know, adamant about. I like the idea of distributed DNS on a blockchain. I like the idea of having good audio. But it's not my agenda. It's not like you're a bad libertarian if you have bad audio. I just won't listen to you, and I won't have you on my show if you don't have good audio. And it's really easy to have good audio. And you can go to creamyradioaudio.com. And today's audio tip is actually a save your back from back pain tip. I've started moving my microphone from the left side of my desk to the right side of my desk every couple days now. So I think part of the reason I was having a lot of back pain was I was locked in the same position, like not moving, facing the left. I was facing the left. That was the problem. No, you should move your mic. If you have any kind of neck pain or back pain, you do a radio show, you should move your mic from one side to the other semi-regularly. You know, even, and it's not just having one of those mic stands you can move anywhere, because you still kind of point in one direction. So point in the other direction. You'll feel better.
It's interesting you say that, because I find myself now kind of hunched over, and I'm looking at the left monitor right now, and I can see how if I were to switch over to the other side, it would kind of almost counter those issues. So yeah. I like it.
You know, there's a quote in the book, in the anti-tyranny book, 1984, by George Orwell. He says, if you want a vision of the government, imagine a boot stomping on a human face forever. And I almost made a meme image that was an update of that. There's a scene in the show House of Cards where that Barrett Brown type hacker who's, well, he's not like Barrett Brown because Barrett Brown doesn't work for the government. He's in prison. This guy chose, you know, like house arrest in a really nice apartment with good wine and a fast internet connection, which sounds like paradise, except for the fact that he's helping the government set up innocent people with his computer skills. And he doesn't have any friends, and he's kind of a likable character. He listens to really weird music and, you know, lives in a windowless bunker. And he has one thing he cares about, and it's a guinea pig, pet guinea pig. And his handler from the FBI comes in one day and is threatening him, trying to get him to put someone in prison for 100 years for something that shouldn't be a crime. And the guy doesn't want to do it. The hacker doesn't want to do it. And this government goon takes the guy's guinea pig out of its cage, sets it on the ground, and puts his boot on it like he's going to crush it. And this guinea pig is the only thing in the world this hacker cares about. And it just horrified me. It horrified me more than, like, you know, the girl getting thrown in front of the cage by the vice president, because that was an act of murder, but the girl kind of knew what she was getting into. She could have gotten out of it any time. The guinea pig's innocent, and this hacker's innocent. And I took a screenshot of that one night and was going to make a meme that said, House of Cards, if you want a picture of the government, imagine a boot crushing your favorite pet forever. But I just couldn't do it. I couldn't. It was such a horrible image. Even though he doesn't crush it, even though he just threatens to, it was such a horrible image and such a perfect analogy for the power of goons, of these small-minded people who want to control your life and ruin you. And like he says to the guy, like, I could crush you like this, bark like a dog. He makes the guy get on his knees and bark like a dog. That's the government. That is, anytime you back anything, anytime you vote, anytime you fight for any politician to be a great man, master, to lead us all to liberty, you are voting for, supporting, backing people who want to crush other people like a guinea pig and make them bark like dogs. And that's not cool, man. That's not Christian. It's not good. It's not ethical. And it's just mean. So you had stuff about Barrett Brown.
Yeah. Apparently this guy, he had a lot of stuff to do with the atheist pack. It looks like he actually served as directors of communications on it. I don't really want to get into that part.
I don't either, because, you know, what someone's religious belief is really has nothing to do with whether I like them or not, unless they're using religion to crush people like a bug.
Right, and you know? we see that quite often now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into it. I have friends that are Christian. I have friends that are Muslim. I have friends that are Jewish, you know, and like religious in all these religions. And if they're into liberty, I dig them. If they're into tyranny, I don't. So it doesn't really have anything to do with anything for me. So what's next on the list for Barrett Brown?
Well, in June 2011, I remember hearing so much of this stuff now going back through this little journalism biography. So he and Project PM, I don't know if you've ever heard of them. I don't think I have either, but apparently they released an exclusive report about a surveillance contract from Romus Coin, which almost sounds like a cryptocurrency, but it's not, which was discovered in emails hacked from HB Gary by Anonymous. I guess that was his call name. So this is kind of circling back to the whole Anonymous thing, and it consisted of sophisticated data mining techniques leveraging mobile software and aimed at Arab countries. So I'm right there. That's I that's one of my biggest concerns nowadays is data mining. I mean, we have already got our necks stuck out there, you know, broadcasting over the radio and internet, but mobile software. Everybody's got a mobile phone nowadays, so it's scary to think that there's computer systems out there that can predict where I'm going to be based on this thing that I keep in my pocket.
Oh, Google says that they know where you're going to be a year from now today at this time.
Yeah, isn't that scary?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they don't know for sure, but they know with, you know, certainty you could bet on and take to Vegas. The thing that Barrett Brown was mainly arrested for is kind of mind-blowing. We talked yesterday about that those commies who the Shea Cafe in at San Diego State University, the commie-run, worker-run coffee house going out of business because they weren't making money. Surprise, surprise, communists don't know how to run a business. But they were the first people I heard of who got threatened under the Patriot Act. In 2004, they linked some radical group in South America on their, not even their website, like some people who worked at the cafe had a different website. And they tried, like goons showed up at the coffee house and threatened to arrest them if they didn't take down this link. They threatened to arrest them with giving aid and comfort and computing services to the enemy. Computing services. Like they make it sound like they flew, you know, a truckload of equipment and men down to South America and set up. No, they gave them a link on a website. And a lot of what Barrett Brown was arrested for was linking something on a website. And what he linked was somebody else in Anonymous hacked this this government goon consulting company, CIA consulting firm, private firm called Stratfor. And somebody hacked Stratfor. You know, this company is supposed to be like in charge of advising the highest security agents in the country on security, got hacked by, you know, some teenagers in their bedroom in the Netherlands or something. And they released all of this stuff on the Pirate Bays and on the BitTorrents and on some websites. And Barrett Brown linked another website. He had nothing to do with the hack, but he linked a website that had all these emails, internal emails. And that's what he got arrested for. You know, that's like he's facing 100 years in prison for that and things that are as innocuous as that. Now, here's the interesting thing. One time, sometimes I get emails from people who seem like they're trying to set me up, you know, like, hey, LeBlanc, like, don't ask me for gun advice. I don't know much about guns. I'm not the guy to ask. Don't ask me anything about anything illegal, quasi-legal, like even legal things like guns. Like, I don't know, man. Ask me about cat care. I know a lot about cat care and microphones. But anything else, like sometimes I get emails from people that seem wonky, but they might just be, you know, innocent people who are not good with emailing others. But you know, they'll just ask me these ridiculous questions. And sometimes I will search around online and look up the email address. And, you know, I mean, if it was a really smart government goon, they'd cover the tracks and they'd have it look like, you know, some college student in, you know, Kansas or something who likes Ron Paul. But often the people doing this don't. And like, I looked this one guy up who seemed really wonky, and the only place his email came up online was this in this Stratfor email link. And I'd never read or heard of this email link before. I found out about it because somebody trying to write the fiends and ask questions that made me nervous was listed as someone who'd corresponded with Stratfor. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, and it looks like that's their thing, is to try and entrap people.
Yeah, that's why I don't use encrypted email, because I don't want strangers sending me secrets. I use Pigeon Instant Messenger, encrypted instant messenger, with about a dozen people that I really, really trust. And that's it.
Yeah, I like this little pigeon system too.
I like the icon. It's a pigeon. It's a pigeon. It looks like it's going. So, more about Barrett Brown and Liberty.
Do you remember hearing about this back in January 2012 when Anonymous temporarily blacked out the U.S. government websites like WhiteHouse.gov and DOJ.gov and FBI.gov? Apparently, that was this guy.
Huh. So they say.
So
that's the other thing, is he has a gag. He's held under a gag order in prison, so he can't talk about this. How wrong is that? We'll be back. It's unfair.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Have you ever wanted to move to the land of LibPair? Libertarian paradise, where there's fun for everyone that doesn't initiate force on others, fun for the kids, parties for the adults, buy and sell in silver or Bitcoin, scenic hikes and gun shoots, speeches to educate us all. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is LibPair in the White Mountains of New Hampshire for a week this summer, June 22nd to 29th. Get your tickets now before there's no more room. Porkfest, the event of a lifetime. Porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
This is Michael Dean on the Freedom Fiends with G Fox. I am M Dub and I'm talking to G Fox.
Are you there?
Apparently so. And we are celebrating some true American heroes today and thanking them for their service. We're talking about Barrett Brown, Kevin Mitnick, Julian Assange, and what is the rank of the guy who used to be a girl that was in the army? No, a girl that used to be a guy.
Chelsea Manning.
Yeah.
I believe it was just private, wasn't it?
Private Chelsea Manning. Yes, we thank them all for their service. And here's the thing. This kind of stuff, this poking around and being an investigative journalist without a journalistic organization and without a permission slip from Nancy Pelosi or, oh, who's that other horrible hag from California, Dianne Feinstein, who wants to make you have to have a permit to practice the First Amendment, like she wants to make you have a permit to practice the Second Amendment on the way to eliminating both the First and Second Amendment protections. And, you know, if you look at pieces of paper to grant your rights, you're not going to have rights because people can just erase them. You can only have them by practicing them. And I'm a gun guy. I have guns. I like guns. I carry guns. I don't like Ted Nugent. He's a right-wing loon who wants to kill people for being free. But I agree with two things. One is he wrote a great song once called Stranglehold about 1,000 years ago. It's a really good song. Just check it out. It's still good. He hasn't done much since then. But he also said something I really like. He said, the right to keep and bear arms, and I like that more than the Second Amendment. Second Amendment is something scribbled down on paper. Right to keep and bear arms is in your heart. You're born with it. He said, the right to keep and bear arms means I've got some on me right now. Not I've got one on me. I've got some on me. Yeah. It doesn't mean I got a gun, you know, a deer rifle in the closet, unloaded, because it's not deer season. It means I've got some guns on me right now. I'm in my home, and I've got some guns on me right now.
And I like what you had said during the break. It's a lot like if you do support free speech, you should be supporting these guys.
Yeah, because these hackers are good guys. They wear white hats. The people that want to throw them in prison and call them, basically anything Obama believes is wrong, and you should believe the opposite. So right. Obama wants these people in prison. He wants them rotting in a cage, so you should want them free. And if you believe in a free press, these are your guys, because they're taking the free press to modern levels. You know, there's gun grabbers who say, well, you know, the Second Amendment didn't cover fully automatic Glocks or whatever, you know, whatever the silly people say. You know, they say, oh, you should be able to carry a blunderbuss because that's what existed, you know, or a smoothbore rifle, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And if that's true, then the First Amendment should only cover, you know, hand-printed newspapers delivered on horseback. And it doesn't. Yeah. The Second Amendment said basically meant you should have the same weapons as the government to prevent tyrannical governments. And the First Amendment said, you know, everybody who can have a printing press should have one. And now with the internet, everyone has one. And that really scares the slave masters, because during slavery in the United States, it was literally illegal to teach a slave to read. And now that pretty much everybody can read and everybody can publish, that's really scary. And everyone can talk to each other on social networking. It's really scary. Yep. And it has more power than a gun. I love guns. I will always have guns. I carry guns. But I really believe that free speech is more valuable than guns. I don't want to trade one for the other. It's not a thing like that. But really, like, one really smart dude like Kevin Mitnick or Barrett Brown or Chelsea Manning. What was Manning's name before?
Bradley
Manning or Julian Assange. Like, one of these dudes with a computer and the right moment of access and the internet is far more powerful to society than you having your gun, you know, and saying
it gives everybody a voice. It's an equalizer.
Yeah. It shows what the man behind the curtain is doing to you. And really, we have to not become desensitized. You know, people should be outraged daily still about the stuff that was leaked by Snowden. He's another one. We didn't mention Snowden the whole show, but he's
Snowden.
Edward Snowden. Yeah. And Obama wants all these people in prison. Nancy Pelosi wants all these people in prison. So you should want them out free and frolicking in the daisies with their laptops, saving the world, man. So don't.
Happy birthday, M-Dub.
Hey, man.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks, man. Thank you for your service, G Fox. It's been a great birthday. I'm really happy to turn 50 on the air. And someday I'll die of old age on the air.
Oh,
God willing. That's better than getting droned in my sleep, man. Or, you know, thrown in a cage. All right, brother. Peace out. I'll be on again in 10 hours with Davi Barker.
Much love, homie.
Thanks. Bye.